Have you ever noticed how we talk about money only in whispers, as if prosperity were something slightly shameful? We work ourselves to exhaustion chasing financial security, yet apologize when we succeed. This contradiction runs deeper than simple modesty. It's a fundamental misunderstanding that has kept countless people trapped in unnecessary struggle. Here's what most of us never learned. Prosperity isn't just acceptable. It's actually your spiritual birthright. This isn't about greed or materialism. It's about recognizing that poverty serves no one. Think about it. Financial strain fuels most of our suffering, filling prisons and hospitals, destroying families, and crushing dreams. The medieval notion that virtue requires poverty was never divine wisdom. It was simply a control mechanism to keep the masses compliant. Even the Bible, often misquoted to condemn wealth, actually overflows with prosperity stories. Abraham, Joseph, Solomon, these weren't struggling saints, but abundantly blessed individuals. The real spiritual error isn't wanting prosperity, it's believing you don't deserve it. Your thoughts about money shape your financial reality more powerfully than your job, your education, or your circumstances. When you shift from seeing money as scarce and suspect to recognizing divine abundance as your natural state, something remarkable happens. The universe begins responding differently to you. Why do some people effortlessly attract opportunities while others struggle despite working harder? The answer lies in a fundamental principle. You must give before you can receive. Your mind functions as a broadcasting station, constantly transmitting signals that attract corresponding experiences. Radiate thoughts of lack and criticism, you magnetize scarcity. Broadcast abundance and gratitude, prosperity flows toward you. A public relations professional demonstrated this by mentally treating a desired account as already won, visualizing successful campaigns. Weeks later, he, coincidentally, met the decision maker at a pool party and landed the contract. What seemed like luck was deliberate mental magnetism. Here's the key insight. You're already using this law every moment. The question isn't whether you're magnetic, it's what you're attracting. Success isn't about grinding harder, it's about thinking richer. When you develop an expectant, prosperous mindset, opportunities naturally gravitate toward you. Prosperity needs space to enter. One couple furnished their new home only with pieces they loved, leaving empty spots for what they truly wanted rather than filling corners with mediocre furniture. They visualized those bare spaces occupied by beautiful pieces and waited. Eventually, the husband's merit-based raise provided exactly what they'd imagined. The vacuum law operates spiritually too. A businessman's mysterious illness baffled doctors until he remembered this principle. Sitting quietly, he asked what needed release. The answer came immediately, a years-old grudge. After mentally forgiving that night, he slept peacefully for the first time in weeks. By morning, his fever had broken, the poison had left his system. Forgiveness isn't condoning wrongdoing, it's creating space for something better. When stubborn problems persist despite your best efforts, forgiveness is almost always the missing piece. Spend time daily mentally releasing everyone you harbor resentment toward, including yourself. This simple practice unblocks prosperity channels you didn't know were clogged. Desire contains the power of its own fulfillment, but only when properly directed. Most people suppress their deepest wants, remaining vague about their dreams as if specificity were greedy. This timidity guarantees failure. Prosperity is deliberately constructed through thought and action. A vice president spent years developing a comprehensive plan for his struggling corporation. When promoted to president, he immediately implemented it. The company transformed from debt-laden mediocrity to exceptional prosperity, outperforming all competitors. His secret? Specificity. In one experiment, business professionals wrote detailed 6-month prosperity plans with monthly goals, revised weekly. Results were remarkable. People achieved seemingly impossible goals. One woman wrote God a letter listing her authentic desires, not what she thought she should want, then sealed it in her Bible. By year's end, she'd remarried into a better home and secured higher-paying work. The breakthrough came from honoring genuine feelings rather than performing false modesty. Your imagination shapes reality. This is documented psychological fact, not wishful thinking. When imagination conflicts with willpower, imagination always wins. Joseph demonstrated this at 17, dreaming of dominion while enslaved. Despite years of hardship, he persisted in his vision and became Egypt's second in command. Vision transforms victims into victors through sustained mental imagery. Keep visions private, though. Joseph's mistake was sharing dreams with jealous brothers who sold him into slavery. A truck driver earning $25 weekly became wealthy within 10 years through persistent imaging. He mentally pictured owning his business, achieving financial independence, and living worry-free. Though his first timeline didn't materialize, within 2 years, he convinced his mind these goals were possible. Success then accelerated rapidly. An architect demonstrated imagination's power by creating Unity Village's master plan in 1926, drawing buildings that didn't exist. When the Depression halted construction for 11 years, he persisted, landscaping grounds and planting shrubs around future buildings, visualizing completion from his office window. Construction eventually resumed, creating the beautiful campus visitors enjoy today. Nothing is impossible for trained imagination. Your words command your reality, usually unconsciously and negatively. One businessman's arm trouble vanished after he stopped saying, "I'd give my right arm if." A woman's foot problems and finances improved when she replaced, "If only I could get on my feet financially," with declarations of financial security. This is the prosperity law of command. What you decree manifests. You're already using this law. The question is whether you're commanding prosperity or poverty. Dr. Emily Cady, a New York physician, used bold declarations to overcome extreme situations. When tormented by someone's overwhelming personality, she declared, "There is only God." For a painful ankle, "There is only God. All seeming else is a lie," bringing immediate relief. After 2 years of financial struggle, affirming, "It is done. God is now manifested as my supply," permanently ended her poverty. A woman given 3 months to live recovered completely by affirming daily, "Let divine health manifest for me and in me now." 22 years later, she hadn't experienced another sick day. Abundance is your natural state. You don't need to chase prosperity. Align your thinking with infinite supply by thinking and speaking only prosperously. Your attitudes produce tangible results. During a recession, one saleswoman maintained high sales while her colleague, who constantly discussed hard times, was reduced to part-time work. The difference wasn't talent, it was mindset. Establish an attitude of increase toward everything and everyone. When you criticize or condemn, you invoke decrease in your own life. Financial success depends 15% on technical ability and 85% on your ability to get along with people, your capacity to love. Love functions as the universe's unifying force, and you can deliberately generate it from within. Spend time daily radiating love to yourself, your circumstances, and all people. Your prosperity journey isn't about acquiring something external. It's about awakening the abundance already within you. Stand firm in this truth, persist through setbacks, and watch your world reorganize itself around your expectant, prosperous thinking.